Today's Shabbat Shabbat Yomi is Siman Shin Pei Beis. We're up to Siv Vav. This is Yomi for Shavuos. We're obviously doing it on Isru Chag, Motzei Shavuos. Siv Vav. Kol Zman She'en Ha'inei Yehudi Chayzer Bo Moel Haschirus V'afilu Zman Meruba. It says here, as long as the non-Jew does not go ahead and retract the Schirus, it is going to be a good Schirus from the non-Jew, even for a long time, and therefore it will be effective so that all the Jews in the Chatzar with the non-Jew will be able to do an Erev as long as the non-Jew has not retracted. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain what exactly we're talking about. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mechav Gimel calls Manch Ein Nachri, as long as the Nachri does not retract on the Schirus. Mayri Shesachru Mimenem Estam. He says, we're talking here where the Schirus, the rental of the non-Jew's rights in the Chatzar was done in a way where they did not specify how long the Schirus was for. Lo perish shum zman. They did not specify at all how long the Schirus is for. These scharol zman yedua, if they went ahead, the Jews of the Chatzar, and they rented it from him with a certain amount of money for a certain amount of time, let's say a month, then kishavar zman, then when the zman is over, tzarech l'skor sheinis b'cholinyan. And regardless, they will need to go ahead and rent again because the Schirus was specifically for 4 weeks, and now that time is up. We're talking here where there was a Schirus, and they did not specify how long it's for. Okay? Kamavuar b'sif sha'ach hazeh, like we'll see coming up, in the sif coming up, there's a difference between a specified amount of time for a rental versus stam, when they rent without specifying how long it's for. And he says, v'kodim sha'avar hazman, eino yochol lachzor, if the rental was for a specific amount of time, then before the zman passes, eino yochol lachzor bishum inyan. The non-Jew would not be able to retract, even if he wanted to retract. So if they rent, we're talking about a rental for a certain amount of time. Number one, it's over immediately, right after the zman is up. And number two, the non-Jew couldn't retract even if he wants until after the specified time of the rental is up. But again, we're talking here where the rental was done without any specifications. So they gave him, let's say, $100 for this Shabbos to go ahead and make an Erev. And it doesn't end with this Shabbos. Nothing is stated. It can go on and on and on, and it will go on and on and on. That's the assumption. That's the presumption. That's what we're going to see in Sifkat Nukhat Dalav, Afilu Zman Meruba, Kevin Shalom Peresh, Zman Beschirus. Since there was no specified time for the Schirus established and it was left vague, Mahani, the Schirus is going to work, Kol Zman She'enu Chozer Ha'akum Beferish, as long as the non Jew does not explicitly retract on the Schirus, the Schirus is still in effect. Aval imrotza hanachri yochol lachzor bo miyad. However, if the nachri, if the non-Jew specifies that he wants to retract on the Schirus after the first Shabbos, he can do it immediately, yochol lachzor bo miyad achar Shabbos harishona, after that first Shabbos, ve'osar alav, and the non-Jew will then aser the Jews from being able to utilize their Erev in that Chatzar. So if the non-Jew retracts after that first Shabbos of the rental, in a case where the rental was not specified for any amount of time, that's it. The Kevon Shelo Hiskir Lo Ela B'Stam, since the Schirus was not specified for how long the Schirus was for, Yachol Lomar Lo, the non-Jew could say to him, Lo Kivanti Ela Al Shabbos Achas, the non-Jew could say, My intention was to rent my rights to the Chatzar only for one Shabbos, and then the Jew would have to then go ahead, the Jews of the Chatzar would have to go ahead and rent the rights of that non-Jew for the upcoming Shabbosos. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "Ve'eino yochol lachzor mischiraso ad sheyachzir hadamim." Ramah adds that even if the non-Jew goes ahead and retracts from the Schirus after one Shabbos, the non-Jew would have to go ahead and return the money of the Schirus. Mr. Brewer explains, Sifkat Nuchafei, Achi Yachsev Adami. What's the reason for this? Rotsalomar, the Masha Amarnu, the Achar Shabbos, Harishona, Yachol Ha'akum Lachzer, that which we stated that after the first Shabbos, the non Jew can go ahead and retract and go back on the Schirus after one Shabbos, Hainu Dafka Kisha Machzer Adami. This is specifically if the non Jew returns the money. Why? Then Lokeng, Yachol HaYisrael Lomarlo. Because if not, then the Yisrael could say, Anochi kivanti l'skor b'mcha al kama shabbosos. Then the Jew could say, what are you talking about? My intention was to go ahead and rent it for a number of shabbosos. V'yaldas kein, and that's the reason why nasati l'cha d'mei ha-schirus. That's why I gave you money for this schirus. It wasn't just for this Shabbos. U'kagon zeh, kilu chachamim b'mkom akum. And in a scenario like this, the chachamim were mekel in a situation of a non-Jew, she'ena yochol lesor lov. That here, the non-Jew will not be able to aser the Jews from utilizing their Erev after the rental until the non-Jew, if he wants to go ahead and retract after the first Shabbos from the rental, in a case where the rental was done stam, without specifying a specific time period, then the Jews will be able to keep utilizing the Erev based on the Schirus, even if the non-Jew wants to go back on the Schirus, as long as the non-Jew does not give the money back from the Schirus. However, the Mishnah Brura continues on, however, many are cholik on this Ramah, according to them, according to them, the non-Jew can, in a case of a Schirus stam, where the amount of time was not specified, the non-Jew, after the first Shabbos, can go back immediately on the schirus, afilu below chazaras davim, even without giving back any money. The cave under lo perish lekama shabbosos, since there was no specification how many weeks the rental was for, yachalomar, the non-Jew could say, lo kivanti ela al shabbos achas, my kavana was for one shabbos, the Jew cannot do anything about that, and the rental will have to go ahead and be repurchased from the non-Jew in such a situation. The dirshu brings down that la halacha, Dirshu footnote number 41, that la halacha midivret midvarav b'sharatzion. In the sharatzion, he points out it's pretty clear in sifkat chav vav that one should be machmir yesh lehachmir b'zeh v'yochol hanochri lachzor bo la'achar hashabbos harishona gam b'li achzaras damim. That one should be machmir and hold like these dissenting opinions, and that Yachal HaNochri Lachzor, the non-Jew can go ahead and retract on the Schirus after the first Shabbos, even without giving back any money, and therefore we need to be Machmir in such a situation and resume the rental with a new rental that next Shabbos, immediately after the non-Jew says he no longer is part of the Schirus because he did not intend to rent it out for more than one Shabbos. We continue on now with Sif Zayin. So what happens if the Schirus was not for an unspecified amount of time, but for a specified amount of time? So then, then when the time is up, a second Schirus would have to be done. And they have to go ahead and do another schirus and do another eruv. The eruv rishon chozer v'neir. The eruv rishon will not just go ahead and resurrect itself after they go ahead and do another schirus. Look at the Mishnah Brura, sif katan chavav l'chish yichle hazman sarach. When the time comes up of the schirus, they have to go ahead and do another schirus and another eruv. Afilu emina akum chozer bav. This is true even if the non-Jew does not go ahead and go back on the schirus. The me'elam is batal schirus rishonah, because the schirus by itself just ceases to exist because the schirus was for a specified amount of time. And it's pashut, clear that afilu im yomar lo ha'akum. Even if the non-Jew says shu misratza gam al haba, even if he says that he wanted to continue, gam kein lo mahani ad sheyiskor b'medo, it's not going to work until there is another official schirus from the non-Jew and then another eruv. Kasev Ataz. The Taz writes, "Im sachar me'akum u'meis v'niach yoresh." The Taz writes that if a non-Jew was rented from, and then he dies, and he niach yoresh, and he has a yoresh, someone who inherits his property. Ein moel mashe sachru min amoresh. It doesn't help the original schiris from the moresh, from the father who died. The oznes batal koach haschiris. As soon as the father dies, the one who was the maskir, the schiris ceases to be exist. Even if there is a yoresh, the yoresh does not go ahead and take over in the sense that he is now the official maskir. The schiris is done. Dafilu b'chayev, the Taz writes, because even in the life of the maskir, if he was still alive, matzil mahadibe, he can go back on the schiris. Ad kan lashono. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out right now that this is a strange statement for us who already have seen that if there, as we saw in Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, right in the beginning, that if there was a schiris for a specified amount of time, then not only does the schiris end with that specified amount of time, the maskir would not be able to go ahead and go back on the schiris. So the truth is, I didn't point this out, but I'm going to point it out now. The Shah HaTzion back there in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph points out that this is not like the Taz, because the Taz is of the opinion that even if there is a schiris lizman, the masker could always go ahead and be chozer on the schiris. But again, we do not hold this way. We hold like the Shulchan Aruch that if there is a schiris lizman, eino yachal lachzor b'shum inyan, no one can go back and on the schiris no matter what. And this is even if the maskir would give back the money, because the schiris was for a certain amount of time and no one can go back on it. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah now points out. And he says, this halacha, the Taz is saying that if the akum during the period of the schiris dies, that the yorish will not continue on as the maskir and the schiris ceases to exist. He says, Zehu l'shitasa. This is all according to the Taz, Lael, earlier, Shekasav b'siv vav, like we just said, he holds in siv vav, Tafilu b'toch zman. Even in the middle of the schiris, Yochol lachzor, one can go ahead, the maskir can go ahead and go back on the schiris and stop the schiris. Aval fi ma sheskimu achronim. However, the achronim, according to what the majority of achronim say, and the pashtus, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Sham, the betoch hazman eino yochol lachzor b'shum inyan. So all these opinions, the Bach, Eliyarabba, Beis Meir, Atze Almogim, and other achronim that were brought down in Eliyarabba, they hold that betoch hazman eino yochol lachzor b'shum inyan. During the zman of the schiris, the maskir has no ability to go ahead and stop the schiris. And we said even if the maskir would give back the money. So in Cain, if that's the case, afilu meis, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, then even if the maskir would die, lo nisbatel haschiris, the schiris would not cease to exist. Afilu hayoresh omeinu mocha, and even if the yoresh, who is yoresh, says now, yoresh the property says, I do not want this schiris, he rejects the schiris, it won't make a difference because the schiris was set up for a certain period and it stands. No one can renege on it, can go back on it, and it will stand even if the maskir dies and is a yoresh. This is what Eliyahu Rabba writes for Od Harbe Achronim and many other Achronim. The Shar Tzion, Sifkan Chafei, says the Nahar Shalom, Ubeis Meir, Shus Yaakov, and the Chaye Adam. And they are doche, the opinion of the Taz. Comes now the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, but this is all assuming, as the Shulchan Aruch now is talking, in a case where the schiris was for a specified amount of time. It was a schiris from the Ein Yehudi Lizman Yedua. However, he says, Bisachar Mimenu Stam, if the schiris was not specified for a specific amount of time, like we saw in Sif Vav, Umeis, and then the maskir non-Jew dies, then Mistabra, Then he says, the svara is, in isvatel mela haschirus, then pashtus, the schirus will then cease to exist once the masker dies. Ukedivei ataz, in that scenario, it would be like the taz, that the schirus will no longer be in existence once the masker dies. But that, the Mishnah Berurah says, is only in a case where the schirus was done stop. In such a case, the Mishnah Berurah continues on, in a case where there was a schiras stam without any specified time, even if the Yoresh says he wants to keep what the schiras of the father, he likes it, it's good, he wants to be part of it, stavrit lo mahani, stavrit is not going to help, ad shiyachso v'yiskoymedo. In such a case, it's not going to work until there's a new schiras from the Yoresh, from the one who is Yoresh, from the maskir, because since it was a schiras stam and the maskir dies, it is over. Sif katan chaf zayin, the tzarech lachzor u la'arev. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that if the schiras was for a specific amount of time, and when the time is up, not only does a new schiras have to be established with the non-Jew, but then after that schiras, a new Erev has to be established with the Jews. Doesn't come back. Ein Erev Rishon Chozer V'Neir. The first Erev does not just come back into being after a subsequent Sphiris. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat M'chav Zayin, Sarach Lachzor Ula Arev, the Mekevon Shenis Batel HaSchirus, since the Sphiris ceased to exist, Mimela is Batel Erev, then the Erev also ceases to exist. The Ein Erev Moel B'mkom Akum, because the Erev is predicated on the fact that there is no non-Jew living there, and therefore the Eruv will collapse. The Lord meaning achar kach, and we don't say that afterwards, the kishe sachru me'akum, we don't say that afterwards when he goes again, when they go again and they rent from a non-Jew, yeah, Eruv harishon, the original Eruv, will be chozer v'neir, will come back alive again. A new, not only does a new schiris have to be established when there is a specified amount of time, that time is up, but a new Eruv will have to be established after the time is up as well. The Dirshu in footnote 43 points out that when it says Tzarech Lachzor L'Varech, after the Zman of the Schiras ends, and now there has to be a new Eruv, so the Dirshu quotes the Ber Halacha, who earlier in Sif Aleph, at the end of Dibra Maschil Tzarech, says that in such a case, Tzarech Lachzor L'Varech, when they do a new Eruv, they have to make another bracha on the Erev. We continue on, Sif Ches. In Sachro Me'ena Yehudi Lizman Yadua, if there was a schirus from a non-Jew for a specific amount of time, uvetoch hazman hiskir ha'ena Yehudi dirasal acher, and during the period of that schirus, the non-Jew went ahead and rented out his property to another non-Jew. So again, the maskir already rented out his rights to the Jews. Now he goes and he rents out his whole property afterwards. During the schiras, during the zman of the schiras, where the Jews rented the rights of the non-Jew to the chatzer, the non-Jew went ahead and rented out his place to another person. So he says, "Dai b'schiras harishon." The original schiras is good. Nothing happens to the schiras by virtue of the fact that the non-Jew went ahead and rented it out to others. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chaf ches lizman yedua. So he points out the Mishnah Berurah, milashon ze mashma, from this lashon it's implied, dim sachar mimenu stam, v'yiskiru la'acher, that if the Jews rented from the non-Jew the property, the rights in the chatzer from the non-Jew without specifying a time limit on the schiras, then sarach liskor me'asocher asheni. Then in such a case, when the non-Jew rents it to another, let's say, non-Jew, they would have to go ahead and rent it from that second non-Jew who was renting from the first non-Jew. Sif katan chaf Taftes, Ulisoch Azman, Hiskir Ha'iniudi Dirasalacher. During this time, the non-Jew rented it out to another non-Jew. So, again, we said that if it's Toch Azman, and it was obviously a rental for a certain period of time, so those rights that the Jews had in the property does not get lost when the non-Jew rents out his property to another non-Jew, because the original rights stand. And he says now in the Mishnah Brura, "V'hu adin in macha la'acher." The same would be if the non-Jew who rented out his rights in the chatzer sold his property, that the original rights that the Jews had for a specified amount of time, that will stand, because the non-Jew can't sell that. V'hatam, and the reason the Mishnah Brura says is, v'schirus liyoma nami memkaru, because a schirus for a certain amount of time is the equivalent as well as a mecher, as a sale. V'ein yachal l'bchor ha'schus sh'nasan kvar l'acher, and the maskir, non-Jew, cannot go ahead and sell the rights that he already gave to the Jews in the chatzer. So when he sells his property, he can't sell the rights that the Jews have in that property. However, the Mishnah Brura says, Yesh machmirin b'mecher, there are those that are actually machmir when it comes to a mecher, and they hold that when the non-Jew, maskir, sells his property, even if it's during a specified period of a schirus, the rights of the Jew in the chatzer will cease to exist, and they will have to now go ahead and do a new rental from the new owner of that property in the chatzer. What's the chilek? What's the difference? So the Mishnah Brura in Shar HaTzion, Sif Katan Lamed, basically says as follows, that when the property is merely subleased, the non-Jewish owner retains ownership of the land, namely the Kinyan HaGuf, and that ownership is sufficient to keep the lease with the Jews active. But if he sells the house altogether, he loses his entire ownership of the property, and thus the lease agreement with the Jews will disappear. Sif Tes, Chamisha Hadarim Bechatzer, Echad Soicher Me'eni Yehudi Bishvil Kulam. If there are five Jews living in a chatzer with one non-Jew, so one of them can do the rental from the non-Jew, Bishvil Kulam, on behalf of all the others, Hainu She'ein Sarach Kol Echad V'Echad L'Skorimenu, meaning not every one of the Jews have to be part of the Schirus and do a separate Schirus from the non-Jew, Elekevan She'sachar Echad Mehen, rather, once one of the Jews does a Schirus, Memela Hutra Kulan, all the other Jews will now be permitted to carry based on that schirus and the eruv that they all do together. The Ber Halacha gets into the issue exactly when the eruv has to be done. Does it have to be done before the schirus or after the schirus? In such a situation, ayin sham. Sif Yud, im scharo mimenu bal karcho eino moel, afal pisha yaragyo lehaskir mikoyan. So if the non-Jew is rented from against his will, it will not work. Meaning you cannot force upon the non-Jew a schirus. You can't just go ahead and give him money and say, oh, you have rented to me the property. Even if the non-Jew in the past has gone ahead and rented his property, if it is now after the initial schirus has ended, the non-Jew will have to willingly accept the schirus. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph Bal Karcho Perush Ein Yicholin Litain Schiruso Lir Shuso Lanicho Lefanov Al Hashulchan, meaning you cannot go ahead and give payment for the schirus and just put it in the non-Jew's rishus to put it on his table. Afilu Akum Shei Aragil Adko Lahaskilo Shuso, even a non-Jew who up until now has agreed to rent out his property, below Marlo, you can't say to the non-Jew, Harei lecha schirusra ba'ad rishusra, here, this money is the schirus for your rishus, sheyeh lanu rishus, so we should give us the permission, the taltel, to go ahead and carry bechatzercha l'shana for a year, kamo melefnim, like before. It will not work. Even though by an Erev Ikamanda Amar Vesof Simin Shin Samach Zayin, even though we had an opinion at the end of Simin Shin Samach Zayin when it comes to the Erev, the Erev in Ragil, La Arev Eina Rotze Ashav, then in an Erev, if a Jew was originally and he agreed to be part of an Erev, and now in this new year when you do a new Erev, he doesn't want to be part of it, there, Bayin Venot Le Mimeno Bal Karcho, we can go and take it, the bread from the Jew, and basically make him part of the Erev against his will. Hacha shiny, here it's different. De'ein medamen akum liyisrael le'inyan kfiya bedvar mitzvah, because you can't compare an akum to Yisrael with respect to the issue of a kfiya bedvar mitzvah, forcing someone to do a mitzvah by a Jew. Okay, you check out earlier back. And Shin Samach Zayin, Sivkat Tes Zayin, the exact halachas we already discussed in when and how one can go ahead and force Yisrael to be part of an Erev. But whatever those gedarim are, where you're allowed to go ahead and force the Yisrael to be part of an Erev because of a dvar mitzvah, that has to do with kfiya, forcing a Jew to do a mitzvah. But here, no such principle exists by a non-Jew, and therefore one cannot go ahead and force a schiris upon a non-Jew if he does not want to participate in such schiros.